And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we can be forgiven if we sin after becoming a Christian? The Bible has much to say about sin, which according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, is lawlessness. Sin is the act of transgressing God's law, and when it comes to sin, the old saying, everyone's doing it, is literally true. The Old Testament tells us there is no one who does not sin, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46. The New Testament says the same thing in Romans 3, verse 23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Jesus said that if we do not find a way to rid ourselves of our sin, we shall all perish, Luke 13 and verse 3. If a person is not a Christian, can he be forgiven of his sins? Well, yes, he can, by believing that Jesus is God's Son, John 3:16, confessing Christ as Lord, Romans 10:10, repenting of past sins, Acts 2:38, and being baptized in water for the forgiveness of those sins, Acts 22:16. But what if a person sins after he becomes a Christian? Can such sin also be forgiven? Indeed, it can, through what often is referred to as God's second law of pardon. The Apostle John wrote, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. In James chapter 5, verse 16, we read, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." God recognized that even Christians would sin, which is why he created a way through repentance and prayer for their sins to be forgiven. Perhaps you have heard it said, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven. There is more than a grain of truth to that statement. Christians do sin, but as Christians, we, unlike non-Christians, have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, who is at the right hand of God and who indeed intercedes for us, Romans chapter 8, verse 34. That is one of the marvelous spiritual blessings found only in Christ, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. How marvelous it is to be forgiven. Are you a Christian? If not, we urge you to become one today.
To God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.